Okay, I have a good one. It is 9 p.m., and I have just reported to the precinct. My partner Joe, Dave, a close friend, and a few other cops have also just arrived, and Joe is helping me to arrange some files and documents on top of my desk. We're in the middle of a discussion about an interesting case when there is an incoming 911 call. Since I'm nearby, I have to respond to it. Hello? Hello? This is Shelby County Police Station. How can I help you? I realize there is no response from the caller. All I hear are sounds of breaking window panes from the background. So this guy is calling 911 and he does not want to talk, I tell myself. I'm quite worried about the caller's silence and the sounds of breaking glass in the background. According to my knowledge and experience as a police officer, that could mean an attack, and the victim may be in great danger. I decide to go to the dispatcher and track down his location. I realize that the guy is just at a nearby residential estate. Joe accompanies me to the parking lot, where we quickly get into one of the police cars and make our way to the caller's location. A few minutes later, we arrive at the residential estate and realize that the front door window pane has been broken and the security lights have been interfered with. We hear dogs in the neighborhood barking from a distance. Joe is looking quite disturbed. I recall from a story he once told me that he is terrified of barking dogs. We jump out of the police car and draw our guns in preparation for an impending attack. We then walk slowly toward the house and notice that the door is closed, but not locked. Someone must have just broken in, I thought. We get into the house, but everything seems okay. Joe heads towards the bedroom and I move to the living room. Everyone is deep asleep. I can only hear snoring sounds made by a husband and his wife in the bedroom and that of two kids sleeping in the adjacent room. After searching the whole house for some time, we decide to wake up the couple and question them about a possible break-in. They are really surprised and shocked by our presence in their house. They wondered how we got in. A few minutes later, I hear a low battery alert tone of a mobile phone from the closet. I ask the family members to give me their phones, but instead of opening the closet, everybody rushes to different places. No one seems concerned about the phone in the closet. Out of suspicion, I move to the closet and decide to open it. On opening it, I'm welcomed by a short guy with a crooked face. Upon realizing I'm a police officer, he gets out of the closet, kneels down, and surrenders his knife and some other tools he used to break into the house. The guy has been hiding in the closet since we entered the room. He admits this while we are interrogating him. He further says that he is the one who accidentally butt-dialed 911 while trying to break into the house.